A reading from the letter of St. James. From James, servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, greetings to the 12 tribes of the dispersion. My brothers, you will always have your trials, but when they come, try to treat them as a happy privilege. You understand that your faith is only put to the test to make you patient, but patience too is to have its practical results, so that you will become fully developed, complete, with nothing missing. If there is any one of you who needs wisdom, he must ask God, who gives to all freely and ungrudgingly. It will be given to him. But he must ask with faith, and no trace of doubt. Because a person who has doubts is like the waves thrown up in the sea when the wind drives. That sort of person, in two minds, wavering between going different ways, must not expect that the Lord will give him anything. It is right for the poor brother to be proud of his high rank, and the rich one to be thankful that he has been humbled, because riches last no longer than the flowers in the grass. The scorching sun comes up, and the grass withers, the flower falls. What looked so beautiful now disappears. It is the same with the rich man. His business goes on. He himself perishes. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. 10,000 difficulties do not make one doubt, insisted St. John Henry Newman. We might experience all sorts of questions and trials in holding on to our faith, but those experiences are not the same thing as breaking faith. On the contrary, they're a proof that our faith is alive. After all, we would not struggle with hard questions or even formulate the questions if we didn't believe in the first place. The believer may struggle to see where God is in a time of hardship, but that's only a struggle for the person who believes that God is somewhere there. St. James characterizes the person of little faith as someone in two minds, like the waves tossed about by the wind, wavering between two different ways. What he means by faith is not unquestioning certainty, but a basic level of commitment. The person of faith may have struggles, but ultimately puts his or her trust in God. And that trust must be shown by the way a Christian lives. Faith is not something hidden inside of us. A person's faith is something we see in their life story. As the letter to the Hebrews puts it, we know that the great heroes of the Bible had faith because they allowed their lives to be interrupted, sustained, and directed by God. Abraham left his home country. Moses, despite his stammer, went to confront Pharaoh. David repented and turned back to God, even when he had grievously sinned. All these people had their share of difficulties, but their actions, the way they responded, showed their belief. So faith requires endurance and patience, but it also leads to maturation and growth. It must become perfect or complete, as James puts it. In a way, faith begins perfect. The gift of God is always complete. Faith begins with that gift of wisdom that James asks us to pray for, that gift which allows us an insight into God's view on the world. But then we must grow in faith by allowing it to permeate or remould our lives. Every time we feel our faith somehow in confrontation, in tension with the reality of our lives, we can be sure that the kingdom of God is being extended over our lives and within us. St. Thomas Aquinas went as far as to say that facing up with honesty to our interior struggles in faith, intellectual, emotional, existential, this can lend us the same integrity as the martyrs show under external pressure. Let us pray for the gift of wisdom, not to be a treasure to hide, but to open up for us a way of life which will gradually transform the whole of our lives into a sign of perfection.